I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigerian officials are rejecting religious freedom criticism from the U.S. State Department, calling it misleading. On Friday, the U.S. warned of negative action if Nigeria didn't improve its religious freedom record. More than 1,000 Christians were killed by Islamic terrorists this year alone. Sharia law threatens believers, too. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says Islamic law governs 12 states in northern Nigeria. Would you ask God to strengthen and encourage persecuted believers?
It would be easy living as a Christian in northern Nigeria to become discouraged. You see the attacks. You see people being killed. You know that the laws of your states are against you. We pray that they will be encouraged and that they'll continue to be bold witnesses for Christ.
And what most reflects the heart of generosity? Giving from excess or despite need? For the Kalako people, currently refugees in South Sudan, giving is part of the culture. Bible translators with Wycliffe USA were recently surprised to receive an offering from these believers that they came to serve. Susha Roberts tells the story.
When they took the offering, there was a child holding a bowl, and she was just standing there in the front. And then everyone got up out of their seats, and they were dancing to the front, putting their hands in the offering, some giving money if they had it, others putting their hands in as if to say, I'm all in. I'm all in for the Lord and the work of the kingdom.
Pray for the return of the Kalako people to their homeland. If you want to know more about how to connect with this story, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.